Welcome aboard, Paulding County. We're rocking and we're rolling along with another edition of My Sports. It's Saturday morning. It's 9 a.m., which means it is time to chat some Paulding County athletics. Jam-packed week that we have to break down from this past week. Ton of great girls action, ton of great guys action from last night. We have a ton of girls games that we have to talk about. How about the Paulding Lady Panthers, the story of the year right now? Coach Arlano and the crew on an absolute roll, and they're following the lead of the Paulding guys too, both having great seasons. I was at Wayne Trace Hicksville last night for a big conference game. Wayne Trace looking to bounce back from a few losses. Myself and Scoop Miller had the call for you. We will break that one down from last night. Go around, of course, the league scoreboard from an evening ago. We'll talk about the girls' standings. We'll talk about the guys' standings. And we'll break down all the matchups from this past week. And, of course, we'll have our MySports.live slate of games if you're a basketball fan. Well, I've said this on my broadcast from these past 2 weeks. If you're a basketball fan, right now, it is the perfect time to be tuning into MySports.live coverage all around the area. And again, if you missed any of those games live, head on over to the MySports.live website and check them out for on-demand access. And of course, we have our guest today. Taking a step aside from the player and coach side of things, we're going to talk to one of the longtime referees and umpires in the area, Dan Carnahan, who does just a fantastic job on the diamond and on the hardwood, refereeing and umpiring. He joins me next to give me a little perspective on how it is to be an umpire, everything that goes into it, all the traits you have to have to be a really good referee. Really fun conversation with Dan. Really happy he was able to join me. We've had him on the past few years. Great person, great guest, and heck of an official. He's done a few games I've had this year, and I have to speak just in general too, not just singling out Dan, but the refereeing has been tremendous this year from everything I've seen. So be nice to your umpires, be nice to your officials. We don't have a ton of them. The ones we have are quality to save the least, and he joins me coming up next. Dan Carnahan, then our MySports.live slate of games a little bit later. And of course, the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. We'll pack it all in to another edition of My Sports. Whoever you are and whoever you are listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. And we get it all rolling right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. It's My Sports, and it continues next right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
And we're back here on My Sports. Time to talk to our guest today. He's a longtime official on the basketball floor, and he's a longtime umpire on the softball diamond. He is Dan Carnahan. Dan, really appreciate you taking some time today, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Pete.
Well, we're smack dab in the middle of basketball season right now, but which did you start with?
I started with basketball. Right out of high school, you kind of go your separate ways, and me and my best friend, we decided to get into it. We was about 30 years old to kind of spend a little bit more time together, and so we both took the class and kind of went from there.
What all does that class entail? Going back, I umpired baseball for a few years, just in Little League growing up here and there. But what all goes into taking that class now?
You just have to put some hours in to get your prep work, your book work and stuff done. And then once you get that stuff done, they take you out on a basketball court and just, you know, have you kind of practice blowing your whistle, raising your hand, stuff like that, and then kind of work into a few small scrimmages and just kind of getting your feet wet that way. Back then it was, I guess I could say, easier, because nowadays they don't do that classwork and stuff. Everything's through the computer, and officials starting out now, JV junior high official starting out now has no court experience whatsoever. So that makes it tough on them. And you know, you get the fans that are yelling at these younger people and stuff. And I think that's why you get so many officials saying, I don't want no part of this. You know, they drop out. But people don't understand. If you're doing a junior high game, you're doing it for a reason. You know, you don't have the experience that you need. And people just need to be patient with them and, you know, let them get their feet underneath of them and kind of learn from the experienced officials, and you know, they'll be better down the road. But unfortunately, the fans don't see that end of it.
Yeah, no, again, I can kind of echo that a little bit. Even in the few years that I umpired baseball and softball, fans, coaches, they can definitely be ruthless. That being said, for you, what is the tipping point, if you will, for you to give out a technical foul?
You know, a lot of coaches just want to be heard. So, you know, you try to talk to a coach. Early in my career, I didn't want to talk because, you know, a lot of times they were trying to influence, you know, not only that call, but possibly the next call. But over the years, you just kind of learn to listen to a coach. And, you know, I'll tell a coach, you know, hey, I'll talk to you. Just don't yell across the floor and, you know, incite your crowd, your, mm-hmm. you know, your fan base or your team or whatever, you know, just carry on a normal conversation. And a lot of coaches are really good at doing that. But, you know, coaches are like everybody else. You know, if you're having a bad day and, you know, your five kids on the floor don't want to listen to you, next thing you know, you get a call that goes against you. And, it, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back. But yeah. Most coaches in general are willing to talk to you. And after the game's over, you know, let bygones be bygones. And, you know, you're still friends after the contest.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one thing I've always heard, too, is like no matter what goes on in between, you're always friends afterwards, number one. But also from umpires and coaches, I've both heard the fact of, hey, if you screwed up, just say I screwed up. Hey, I missed this call, my bad. And from the coach's side of things, you know, after you explain something, a lot of the times it's like, oh, maybe I didn't see that from my angle. That's my fault. That respect really just goes both ways, I feel.
Yes, working with younger officials, I'll tell them that, especially like at halftime, we talk about a play and say, you know, that block shot looked pretty good. Was there a little bit of contact? Yes, but I think when we go out at halftime, you need to tell the coach, hey, I think I anticipated that a little bit, and just tell him, you know, I blew it, and, you know, we'll try to work on the next one and stuff. And most coaches appreciate that and respect you for doing that.
Well, that being said, and you mentioned it a little bit, but how important is it for you to help some of those younger officials along and pass down some of the things that you were taught?
I really didn't have anybody help me along. Like I said, me and my best friend from high school, Scott Woodard, got into that, and we did a lot of junior high games, and we didn't do much JV starting out. And then after about 2 years of being in it, his job took him away to where he couldn't do anymore. So about the third, fourth year, I was like starting all over again, kind of learning, you know, who everybody was, and because we did all of our games together, and it kind of made it tough. But nowadays too, that a lot of times the JV officials, they come to the game, do their game, and they leave. You know, back then, sometimes you would ride with a varsity official. They would kind of work through your game with you and on things that they saw, and then you could stick around and kind of watch them work their game, and you learn from that, you know. But not anymore. Not anymore. Everybody's in a rush to get out of there. And when you do see a JV official stick around, at least till halftime, that is a good thing. It's only going to make them better.
Quick story I have to share with you is I actually have a friend from college that does some basketball officiating on the side, and he absolutely loved it. One of the things that I really didn't realize starting out too, you travel a ton. I mean, he was getting calls to go an hour this way, an hour and a half this way, but he always took those calls thoroughly because he enjoyed doing it.
One good thing about it, you know, the further you get away from home, people don't know you. You know, I did a game a couple weeks ago, and the fans, it shouldn't be this way, but the fans were brutal against me because they know who I am, and they were calling me out by name, and some of the stuff they were saying, I mean, they don't realize that, you know, that impacts an official. And the thing is, if they think that's going to get their team the next call, it's really not. It couldn't be more wrong. Yeah. So now the next time you're not going to do anything in their favor. And, but I mean, fans just don't understand that, but yeah, the travel part of it, I like to stay within an hour if I can, but I'll occasionally go down south, and it's an hour and a half, hour and 40 minute drive. But wintertime, you don't want to do that too often because you never know what the weather's going to be.
Yeah, exactly. Especially, yeah, considering these past few days here. But no,
yeah.
Absolutely. Fans absolutely need to realize that it's a tough job. Again, doing it for a few years, yep, just on the baseball diamond. Like, hey, you think you can do a better job, come on down, sign up, and go take a shot at it. Because, like, guarantee a lot of them cannot.
Well, and until you've experienced that, or, you know, the other thing is I say, what if this was your son or daughter out there on the court?
Right.
Would you want people harassing them like, you know, like sometimes people do? But, until you've experienced officiating, it looks easy from the stands and everybody can do it, but it's a little tougher on the court.
So I did want to ask you about one thing that you had actually texted me. And first and foremost, thanks so much for watching mine and Scoop's game from this past week. I really, really appreciate that. We both do. But I wanted to comment on it because one of my favorite things on MySports.live is being able to go back, critique my own work on demand. And I think the people should know, too, that for officials, you shared with me that you kind of do the same thing for your work, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, my wife just asked me the other night, you know, I'm sitting at home after a ball game. I go home and I watch the game from a couple of days previous. And she says, does anybody study film as much as you? And I said, you know, I don't know why they wouldn't. I mean, if you want to be a better official, you need to see what you're actually doing out there in the court. Because, you know, when you're out there, you don't understand everything. But when you see yourself out there, you realize, oh, I'm a little out of position. Or if I did this or did that, you learn from that stuff. And I love it that you guys are covering so many ball games and stuff. And I thank you guys for that. So we can kind of go back and watch too. And we kind of get your guys' perspective because sometimes you guys don't realize what you're saying, but we hear everything you're saying. You know, when we watch that is, you know, like consistent at both ends. They're letting them play tonight, but you know, it's the same on both ends and things like that. So that's something that I kind of look forward to seeing, too.
Yeah, I'm so glad.
Thank you, guys.
No, thank you, because obviously we couldn't do this job without the job you guys do as well. And that's so cool to hear just from both sides of things, because I can tell you when me and Scoop do a game together, Scoop, obviously, longtime head coach, he sees the game a little bit different than me, but he always is the one that is commenting on really good calls from the officials. So that's it kind of goes both ways in that fact.
Yeah, the longer we're at it, you know, we kind of pick up on certain things that a lot of officials, younger officials, may not do. The other night I had a game that was running clock, and the coach wanted to clear their bench, and he had a couple players that hadn't gotten in yet. So after a free throw, I asked the coach, you want your player in here, you know, last minute and a half? And he says, yes. So the free throw's missed, which they're going to continue playing. So as an official, I shouldn't do it, but the clock's running. I blow a violation, get the subs in, and we, you know, we continue on. So just little things like that. It should be about the kids, and that's kind of what I try to make it be like.
Absolutely. And being an official, you see the talent in Paulding County and these teams kind of, again, at a different perspective than we do. You see exactly what goes on the court. We're a few rows up in the stands. That being said, there's a lot of talent in Paulding County this year. I know the Paulding Panthers have a really good team. What have you seen out of the county?
I haven't seen, I know the Antwerp program's down from what they've been dominant over the last few years.
Yeah.
So they're down a little bit. I only got Wing Trace game once, and I think they had a couple injuries early on there, so I didn't get a true feel for that, and I have not seen their girls. But yeah, both Paulding squads, the boys and the girls, they're at a high performance right now, and they're hitting it hard, and they've gotten better over the years, and I think their coach, Matt Arellano, is doing a great job with them, and the Stoller guy for the boys team. Yep, them guys are on a roll right now.
So how does a young umpire or referee start out? How do you get involved, and what are the steps you take to become an official or umpire?
Well, you got to get online. My OSHA, they've got stuff on there you can click on to become an official. And if you know of anybody that officiates, you know, if you want to do softball, baseball, basketball, whatever, find somebody in that sport. And you can kind of grab their shirt tail. And a lot of times guys will take you along and, you know, give you certain tips on what to do, what not to do. And that's the best way. And I know even myself, when I don't have a game, some nights I go out and I critique guys that I know that got ball games somewhere. And I observe for the state of Ohio for softball. And I mean, it's only going to make them guys better. Some guys don't want to hear it. Some guys have been around long enough. They say, you know, I don't care that you're here. I don't want to know what you're thinking. But most guys are open to the fact that, yeah, you know, if I want to get better, I want to see it through somebody else's eyes, what I can do to become a better official. And the younger guy, I think that would really help them if you got somebody to kind of mentor you, kind of push you along.
Oh, no doubt. Even in my profession, are you kidding me? I would not be here without the people that have helped me along the way. And I've kind of said that since day one. And that's just how it is. It'd be selfish of me to sit here and say, man, I did this all myself.
Right, right.
Anyway, Dan, well, hey, thank you so much for the time today. Really do appreciate catching up again. Hope you've had a great start to the new year. Always a fun conversation. And again, through a broadcaster's eyes, through an official's eyes, it's fun to see just the different perspective on how everybody sees the game, whether it's basketball or softball. I forgot to ask, do you have a preference? Do you like doing one better?
For the longest time, it was basketball basketball, you got to be on your toes. You make the calls right now and stuff. I've lost a little interest in basketball just over the years. After a while, it kind of starts to wear and grind on you. I think softball is my sport right now. So, but I enjoy doing them both.
Awesome. Well, hey, again, thank you so much for your service and doing these games. Again, we couldn't do our jobs without you doing your jobs, and we'll have to catch up next time I'm out in Paulding.
Yep. Thanks, Pete. Thanks for what you guys do, and I'm sure I'll see you on the court sometime soon.
This has been longtime official and referee Dan Carnahan, and we'll be right back on My 102.7.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
And we're back here on My Sports. We just wrapped up our conversation with our guest today, longtime umpire and official in Paulding County, Dan Carnahan. If you take anything from that conversation, first and foremost, be nice to the officials. Give the people some slack, won't you? I bet you couldn't go out there and do a better job. All right, we're talking hoops. We're going to get straight to it. Girls basketball, so much happening from this past week. Let's talk about it. And we are going to start on the Wayne Trace side of things from a little bit later in the week. But Wayne Trace boys against Hicksville, that was last night. Well, Wayne Trace girls also played Hicksville earlier in the week, and it was a nice win for the Lady Raiders at the time, improving to 11-3 overall, a very important 2-2 in Green Meadows Conference play. Hicksville with the loss drops 8-7, 1-3 in the GMC. Again, we'll talk about the guys' version of it from last night here just momentarily. But the Winans, both in double figures, Kareen and Caroline. Kareen led the way this time with 17 points. Caroline Winans had 12, and Lexi Moore, she has been so stellar all season. 14 points for the Lady Raiders. Amber Stoller also chipping in 6. In the big 49-30 win for Hicksville, Kennedy Adams, she had 10, and Devaney Mull also had 10 to her name, chipping in 6, Jocelyn Baldwin. Your score by quarter, well, it was close after 1, 11-10. Then Wayne Trace opened it up in the second, 14-6, then 20-4 in the third, and then Hicksville outscoring Wayne Trace in the fourth, 10-4, but ultimately a 19-point win for the Lady Raiders in conference play. Moving right along, and I had an Antwerp Archer game earlier in the week. We're going to talk about the Archers against Edgerton in this one. It's been a tough season for Antwerp, but head coach Scott McMichael does a really good job with those ladies, and you know what? They play till the final whistle. It's tough when you don't have a ton of size. I know the Lady Archers haven't in the past few years, but they're really giving it all they can this year. Tough loss for them against Edgerton. It was 40-23. Your score by quarter, Edgerton 11-4 in the first, tied at 7 in the second, and then the third 14-7. Edgerton outscoring the Lady Archers, and then 8-5 in the fourth quarter, 40-23 your score. And for the Lady Archers, Aliyah Friend, she had a nice game with 7 points, and Claire Roars also chipping in 4. Raylee Franklin chipping in 3. And then Gabby Schneider, also a really nice game with 6. On the Edgerton side of things, it was Olivia Farnham. Wow, she is just tremendous on the basketball floor. Led the way with 13. Caitlin Burke also chipped in 13. So I shouldn't have said led the way. They're both tied with 13. You get what I'm saying. Ellie Huard also chipping in 7, while Ava Swank, she had 5 for Edgerton. All right, let's get to the Paulding Lady Panthers, because they are on a roll right now. What a tremendous team to be able to cover, and Matt Arlano's squad just clicking on all cylinders right now. That is 12 in a row for the Paulding Lady Panthers. The only blemish on their schedule coming a loss at Bryan all the way back on December 4th. Like the third game into the season, they lose 38-49 to Bryan. Since then, they defeat Tenora 66-18, Montpelier 51-14, Wayne Trace 45-24, Holgate 62-18, Delphus Jefferson 63-50, Defiance 36-30, Crestview 35-26, Antwerp 46-26, Bluffton 64-42, Eden 75-34, Van Wert 52-27, and Ayersville 49-27. And they play on Tuesday against Delphus St. John's, and then they are at Edgerton for another Green Meadows Conference matchup. Let's dive a little bit deeper into that win versus Ayersville. Like I had mentioned, Paulding, they sit at 14-1 overall, 4-0 in the Green Meadows Conference. 49-27, they defeat Ayersville, who dropped to 5-10, 0-4. Well, it's Paulding from the beginning. How about this? It's an eye-opener. 21-4, They outscored Ayersville in the first quarter, then 9-5 in the second, 15-11 in the third, then Ayersville outscoring Paulding 7-4 in the fourth, but it was a 22-point victory, 49-27. Lady Panthers all over the Pilots, and, well, they had another really good game from a lot of different people, and that's what Coach Arlano's squad does so well this year. They only have a few people hovering around double figures, but they get contributors from all parts of the lineup. And it was Kaylee Dunham. She led the way with 13 points, the all-time block leader in Paulding Lady Panther history. Comes in double figures. That's above her season high. She had 13. Tori Slaughter and Kate Manns. Slaughter had 10. Kate Manns had 11. Addie Pease played a really nice game as well. She was the signature embroidery player of the game. She had 7 points. Maddie Clark chipped in a bucket as well as SDPs and Michaela Carr. So that brings us to our Green Meadows Conference standings. For the ladies, it looks like this as of today. Paulding 4-0, 14-1. Well, Edgerton and Fairview also 4-0, 12-3 overall are the Apaches. Edgerton 11-4. So a three-way race at the top of the Green Meadows Conference. And I mentioned Paulding Edgerton. That's going to be a big one coming up. Wayne Trace sits at 2-2. They're still very much alive, 11-3 overall. Hicksville 1-3, 8-7. Antwerp 1-3, 5-11. Ayersville 0-4, 5-10. And Tenora 0-4, 2-13. But again, Paulding, Fairview, Edgerton, 4 wins apiece, 0 blemishes in league play. It's going to be a blast to watch how this all plays out. So that's a look right there at some of your girls' scores and some of the girls' stats from this past week. Got around to Antwerp, Wayne Trace, and of course, Paulding. So that'll wrap up our girls' segment for today. When we come back here on My Sports, we have so much boys' hoops that we have to talk about. We have boys' hoops, we have our MySports.live slate of games, and of course, the best thing that I have seen in sports all week, all that is coming up here right around the corner. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to My Sports right here on My 102.7 FM.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
And we're back here on My Sports. Just wrapped up talking some girls' hoops. Took you through the standings. What a race it's going to be in the Green Meadows Conference on the ladies' side and on the guys' side. We're going to get to that here in a minute. Paulding 4-0, Fairview 4-0, Edgerton 4-0. All unblemished, and then you have Wayne Trace there at 2-2 in conference play. It is going to be a fun stretch for sure. Let's turn our attention to the guys. I had the game last night between Wayne Trace and Hicksville, and wow, Wayne Trace from the start ripped out a 20-point lead and then put it on cruise control. Give Hicksville credit. They battled back in the second after coming back from that deficit. They got it within, oh, I want to say 17, 15 points, but Wayne Trace just too much from the start. Noah Goodrich's squad cruising last night to another conference victory. That put them at 500 on the year, 2-1 in conference play, and they're going to look for back-to-back wins for the first time this season today as the Wayne Trace boys travel to Pettisville to battle a really tough Pettisville squad. Leppelmeyer over there, he's averaging almost 30 points a game, but will be a really good test, and we'll see how Wayne Trace is able to bring the momentum from last night into the game today against Leppelmeyer and Pettisville. So that'll be a tough task. Wayne Trace, I think they'll be up for it. There was just a ton of energy from start to finish last night for Noah Goodrich's squad. Best of luck to the red, white, and blue on the road against Pettisville. We're going to dive a little bit deeper into that game here in just a little bit. We'll get some stats for you, but we need to take you around the scoreboard last night before we do anything else. Then we will get to the standings also coming up later. Of course, the MySports.live slate of games. If you missed Wayne Trace and Hicksville, again, a 71-41 win for Wayne Trace. Puts them at 2-1 in the Green Meadows Conference. Still very much alive. Paulding's atop right now. We'll get to that here in a second. But Wayne Trace, 71-41. If you missed it, head on over to mysports.live. Myself, Scoop Miller, Kevin Wanamaker, had you covered on the broadcast. It was a really fun one to broadcast because, like I said, Wayne Trace from the rip, man, led wire to wire, got out to a 20-point lead, and they never looked back. Great win for Wayne Trace last night. Ton of energy from start to finish. Fairview also takes down Tenora by 10, 54-44. Edgerton over Antwerp, that was also a 10-point ball game, 66-56. And then Paulding gets the win at the hangar against the Ayersville Pilots. Your final in that one, 54-37. So let's hit the standings real fast. Before then, I take you a little bit deeper into some of these games. Wayne Trace, specifically, we'll see if we can get some stats on that Paulding game as well. But the standings for boys hoops, it looks like this. I told you, much like the girls' side, guys' side, oh my. 10-3 overall, 3-0 are the Paulding Panthers. Fairview's 2-1, 8-4. Edgerton 2-1, 8-6. Wayne Trace 2-1, 6-6. Except that game between Wayne Trace and Paulding already did happen earlier in the season. It was a 6-point win for Paulding. It was a close one, but still, anything can happen. Then you have Tenora. 2-1, 5-8 overall. Ayersville 1-2, 6-6. Antwerp 0-3, 3-10. Hicksville 0-3, 3-11. All right, that's a look at the boys' standing. Let's dive deeper into that Wayne Trace and Hicksville game. And we're going to start with a guy who came off the bench, Lane Wenninger. Man, he was dialing it up from three-point land. I think we tallied up 4 Tri-County triples for him last night. 12 points off the bench, all coming from downtown. He was a spark plug and a name to watch out for because if these Wayne Trace Raiders can keep up this kind of offense, boy, they are going to be tough to stop. They were on like a 100-point pace, 110-point pace after the first like 7 minutes of play. Me and Scoop both looked at each other like, man, that's a little bit different energy than we saw a week ago against Coldwater. And hey, give credit to the red, white, and blue. They brought it all night long. Well, I mentioned Lane Wenninger, one of the seniors on this squad. Well, another one of the seniors I thought has not just been really good last night, but I think he's just been tremendous this entire year, and that's Lance Manley. And Lance Manley, 6'2 guard, but he can knock it down from outside. He can post up. He can play inside the paint. He really is a mismatch for some of these other teams. He was in double figures again last night, averages double-figure points, and has really stepped onto the scene this season. And he was good last year, too, but hey, give credit to Lance Manley. Another nice game. Also, Blake Noggle, I thought he was very good defensively. He is a junior for this team, and Noggle came in off the bench as well, and I mentioned the bench because they were really good for Wayne Trace, and Noggle had a few buckets, he had a few blocks, he had, I think, a steal in there at least, and I mean, he was really good. So Blake Noggle, once again, have to mention him. Caden Sin, another nice game. Tanner Lockoff, another nice game. Carter Clemens, another nice game. Zach Stoller, he was quiet offensively, but the difference in the Wayne Trace game last night was the rebounding category, and give Kevin Wanamaker a ton of credit because there was a point in the game where Wayne Trace had more offensive rebounds than Hicksville had total rebounds, and you just don't see that ever. I don't care who you are, you just don't ever see that. So Wayne Trace hit the glass hard, and they did it often. It hasn't been exactly a strong suit this year for the red, white, and blue, but last night it was, and they were really good on the offensive glass and the defensive glass, and it turned into a 30-point victory for Wayne Trace. And I do have to mention, having Kevin Wanamaker up in that booth with us, with all the stats that he has and compiles during games, is just fantastic. He was all over the whole rebounding categories the entire night. So, Kevin, really appreciate the work you do and all the updates you send out. We use those, as you know, all the time. And it's been a pleasure to have you on a few of the broadcasts. So I'm looking forward to it coming up. All right. Well, that will do it for our boys segment today. We took you through some of the stats from Wayne Trace last night, took you around the county, and we broke down the Green Meadows Conference scoreboard. And at this point for the rest of the year, well, you might as well just toss the records out the windows. From the girls' side, from the guys' side, it's going to be a toss-up. It's anybody's game week in and week out. That's why talking to coaches around the area, you got to bring it for GMC play. And this exactly shows you why. We talk about the standings 1 week can change it all. So that's a look at the girls' standings from earlier. Guys, standings from now, we talk some Wayne Trace hoops. Time to come back after this short break with a few thank yous, our MySports.live slate of games, and of course, the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. Hard to top the Paulding girls team, but we'll see what that is coming up next. This is My Sports. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Y102.7 FM.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh, your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
And we're back here on My Sports. Time to wrap this one up with our MySports.live slate of games, the best thing that I have seen in sports all week, and of course, some thank yous. Well, you could see a great game from Friday night on MySports.live. Myself and Scoop had Wayne Trace in Hicksville. Today, a little bit later, it's going to be Dave Bowen and Scoop Miller for the Antwerp Boys against Lincoln View. That one, of course, at the range. Looking into next week, Tuesday, there's Double Dose of Girls Action for you. Miles Holiday and Bethany DeJarnay. Well, they have the Antwerp Girls versus Continental. Wayne Trace Girls also on Tuesday against Delphus Jefferson with Garrett and Scoop. Then myself and Miles Holiday. We have girls basketball on Thursday, Wayne Trace and Tenora. That varsity time will probably be about 6:30, only two quarters of JV in that one. Then Jason Landers and Scoop on Friday have the Paulding Boys against Edgerton. And then a whole bunch of boys' games on Saturday. January 24th, Patrick Henry visits the range to take on Antwerp. Myself and Bethany DeJarnay have the call there. Ben Winans and Scoop Miller have the Montpelier and Paulding boys' game. And then Brady Stabler and Kevin Wanamaker have Wayne Trace against Miller City. So that's a look at the end of this week. Again, today you can watch the Antwerp boys against Lincoln View. I urge you to get on out to the range. And again, if you missed the broadcast, head on over to the MySports.live website and check out all the features. For me, that is one of the most important features on MySports.live. I go back, critique my work. You heard Dan Carnahan talk about it. He goes back and critiques his refereeing. So as much as MySports.live is for the players, the coaches, and the teams, which is number one, first and foremost, man, I benefit so much from it. Referees benefit from it. I know coaches and players do as well. So that's a look at what you have coming up here in this upcoming week. And again, the Antwerp boys play a little bit later today. All right, let's pass out a few thank yous. Before we get to the best thing that I have seen in sports all week, and I'll tell you right now, it's really hard for me not to keep having the Paulding Lady Panthers as the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. 12 in a row, undefeated at the Jungle. They're going to be an honorable mention today. Absolutely, no question about it. But let's get to our thank yous. And those thank yous, well, they have to start with our sponsors, and those are the Athletic Boosters of Wayne Trace, Paulding, and Antwerp, Williamson Crop Insurance, Sweller Electric, Paulding County Economic Development, and of course, the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Without you guys, I say it every week because I mean it, I would not be here doing this. Thank you so much for your support here on My 102.7, and to Wayne Trace, Antwerp, and Paulding, thank you so much for your support with MySports.live, allowing us to be in the schools. And hey, the schools that we aren't in, I hope all of you other teams, whether it's the Northwest Conference, the MAC, I really hope you guys enjoy the product that we put out, and I hope you get to go back and watch some of your teams play. I mean, heck, I think we do a pretty darn good job on MySports.live. I can tell you we put the work in to make the broadcasts what they are, and I thank you so much for tuning in to each and every broadcast from the bottom of my heart. We put in a lot of work, so it means a ton that you guys tune in each and every game. All right, time for the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. Like I said, it's hard for me not to give this out to the Paulding Lady Panthers. I think I said last week I was going to keep giving it out to the Paulding Lady Panthers until they lost a game. Well, that might not happen. So, Paulding Lady Panthers, you're the honorable mention of today, no doubt about it. Keep on doing your thing. keep on winning, and hey, stay undefeated at the Jungle. You guys have been a blast to cover all season long. So I actually have two things for the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. I know. I never actually stick to my rules. But number one, and don't get me wrong, I am not wishing basketball away. I'm not wishing wrestling away, any of the winter sports. It's just about 27 days until college baseball opens up with their first game. So I'm excited for that, mostly because it just means maybe a little bit of warm weather. I don't know how some of these teams play in 35, 40-degree weather. I know they do up in Northwest Ohio because they have turf. So number one, we are so close to warmer temperatures and so close to some baseball being back. I know I've said many times, look, I'm a baseball guy. I love football. I love basketball. I pretty much love every single sport, but first and foremost was a love of baseball for me. So first and foremost, that is one of the best things that I have seen in sports all week. And I know you can't see it. You just think about the warm weather, and hopefully it comes sooner rather than later as I'm talking, and it's about 18 to 20 degrees outside. But how about this one? This one's actually really cool. It comes from a little bit earlier in the week. How cool is this? Blind basketball fans can now have a way to watch the game through their fingers. So startup One Court ushered blind and low-vision basketball fans into a new era of sports by viewing and introducing a free-to-rent haptic feedback device at Sacramento Kings and Portland Trailblazers games. This allows users to watch the game through their fingers by relaying real-time data to tablet-sized devices. Through unique buzzing patterns, fans can track team possessions and follow the ball's movement across the court. How about that? And I'm not even going to lie to you. Coming from a radio background, I've always had this idea. And heck, maybe somebody will hear this and do this and put in the time. But we're turning a lot to like visual radio now. So live streaming our booth, different things like that. Man, I wish I was good enough at sign language so somebody could watch our booth feed and they could actually be able to listen to what we're saying. If that makes any sense to you, it's always an idea I had. But really cool stuff coming out of the basketball community. And again, personally, I haven't watched a ton of NBA. Loved NBA growing up. I just got farther and farther from the game as I've grown up. But still watch a lot of college, obviously. Watch a lot of high school, obviously. But hey, pretty cool thing coming out of the NBA. But don't worry, Paulding Lady Panthers. You're still here as one of the best things that I have seen in sports all week. So there's a few for you this week. I know I never stick to my own rules, but that is completely okay. All right. Nobody makes the rules anyway, I do. Don't tell Joe and Terry that. Anyway, that will do it for this edition of My Sports, whoever you are and however you've been listening. My name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. Have a great week, Baldwin County, and I'll talk to you next week. Same time, same place, right here in the My1027 WMYW Studios. Get your fill of MySports.live games, and I'll talk to you next week. Have a great week, and you take care.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.